Penguin Random House presents Build, Don't Talk, Things You Wish You Were Taught in School. Written by Raj Shamani. Narrated by Advait Karambelkar. Ebury Press. Build, Don't Talk. Raj Shamani is the founder of House of X, an entrepreneur, a podcaster with 100 million views, a keynote speaker who has given speeches in 26 countries, and a social media content creator with more than 2 million followers. His podcast, Figuring Out, is the top podcast on entrepreneurship in the country. He is one of the youngest Indians to have spoken at the United Nations. He has been featured in Forbes, Top 100 Digital Stars in India, Your Story, Top 5 Young Influencers of India, and Asian Age, Top 10 Young Entrepreneurs in India. Fact: most people don't achieve anything in their life because most people don't do anything in their life. If you belong to the number who will say, "I will listen to the first chapter tomorrow," put this book down. Forget the book. I don't want you to listen to this book. If you're going to listen to a chapter a day, only then listen to the next line. You are starting a new life with this book. This book can be completely useless or completely valuable for you. It's up to you to decide. Preface: Little Accomplishments. I hate reading books, but I'm writing one. If you love listening to books, listen away. If you hate listening, then go watch my videos or listen to my podcast, because there's no one way of learning. There is only one way of growing, though, and that is through little accomplishments. Life is all about little accomplishments. I don't want you to listen to the whole book right away. I want you to listen to this one chapter. That's it. Put this book down if you want to finish listening to this book in one go. Frankly, I don't want you to complete this book. I don't want you to take away anything from it, apart from the fact that you have to finish one chapter a day. That's it. It's hard to form good habits, even harder to stick to them. When we look at a project as a whole, we see how much we have to do, and it becomes burdensome. Take this book, for instance. Writing 50,000 words? Oh God, I'm panicking even at the idea. I don't know how to fill so many pages. I'm legit staring at my laptop screen, typing these sentences and trying to figure out if it makes any sense. But then again, I'm doing it one sentence at a time, one paragraph at a time, one chapter at a time. And soon enough, this book will be in your hands and I'd have done my job. Writing a book is uncomfortable. Getting out of our beds in the morning is uncomfortable. Attending that online class where you have no idea what the tutor is teaching is uncomfortable. Going to that job that you absolutely hate is uncomfortable. Executing all those plans that you have been making, or let's say daydreaming about, is uncomfortable. They are all uncomfortable. But just because something is uncomfortable doesn't mean you stop doing it. Growth is uncomfortable, but being uncomfortable is the only way you grow. If you're thinking, "But Raj, I just don't think I can do it today. I want to give my best," then you need to accept that there are going to be days when you won't be able to give your best, and that's completely okay. Sometimes trying is all you need to do. Sometimes showing up is the most you can do. This is the reason I don't want you to finish this book in a day, because I didn't write it in a day. Ever heard that phrase? Rome wasn't built in a day. One brick at a time, one sentence at a time, and one chapter at a time. That is how we are going to do this. If you do that, that's a win for me. Complete one chapter a day so that you are building small habits and you're achieving small things every day. That's a good habit to inculcate in your life. Little accomplishments every day, consistently. Chapter 1. Our education system sucks. Imagination and emotion are the only two blessings human beings have, which the education system is killing from day one. There are three types of learners: auditory, visual, and kinesthetic. Auditory learners learn through talking and listening. Visual people learn through looking at things and reading things. And kinesthetic people learn through experience. Every single person is partially kinesthetic because everyone learns best through experience. I've given more speeches after getting inspired by a music album than I have by reading books. The problem with traditional education is that we are taught what to learn, but we are not taught how to apply. We are taught to read and study a subject, but the first step of an education system should be to help people discover themselves and the way they learn best. Nobody teaches us how to learn, though, and what is the best way we can learn. Since day one, each one of us is a different human being. We are brought up differently. We have different senses. The way we perceive the world is different. We are born and brought up in a different kind of environment. We have different talents, skills, and abilities. You might learn from watching videos. I might learn by reading a book. Somebody else might learn through experience, by actually doing things. An education system should be focused on helping us to explore what the right way to learn is for us, so that we know from the very beginning that this is the way I, as an individual, learn the best. But currently, everybody is taught to learn the same thing in the same way. What if I'm a video person? What if I'm a kinesthetic person? You are telling me to read, cram, and then write what I remember. Reading is amazing, but what if somebody is not a reading person? The education system should be designed to help us explore our best learning form, because only then can we accelerate our learning process and thrive. If you know you learn through reading books, then you can order 20 books, read them, and get ahead. If I know I learn through watching videos, I can watch 100 videos in a year and get ahead of the current 10+2 education system. If I know I learn best after talking to people, I can arrange meetings across the world and get ahead of the 10+2 system in just 6 months. By the time we go to college and enter the brutal real world, a dynamic world where everything happens in a second, we would want to learn anything and everything in our lives and get ahead. But that is the time when we actually start to learn what our medium is. Another issue I have with education in school is not the content. It is that we are not taught how to use that content. We are not taught to think. We are taught to memorize and write. Whatever we are taking in, without ever processing it, we have to take it out. They have made human beings a simple printer, not even an intelligent printer. We should be machines who can think and perceive things emotionally. Imagination and emotion are the only two blessings human beings have, which the education system is killing from day one. We are not taught to imagine, be curious, ask questions, think. We are not encouraged to challenge the status quo. If we are not taught and encouraged to do this, how will we ever learn how to challenge and take the human race forward? That's why most people who are high achievers or high performers are not very well educated. They are obsessed with one thing. They are the best at the one thing that they do, but they are not well educated. There is one thing which I say a lot. People who study a lot often study about people who do not study at all. If I open a school, I would like to make it the exact replica of reality. In the real world, everyone tries to sell everything to everyone. If you're a doctor, you're selling drugs. If you're a content creator, you're selling your content. If you're a writer, you're selling your articles. Everyone
Sample complete. Ready to continue?